Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The one conversation that we've had, of course, because it was Israel, it was Holocaust Memorial Day yesterday, and we looked at the numbers, the anti-Semitic rise in anti-Semitic cases around the world. This is a real, real concern for us. Olivier Rafovich is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces. He is a former foreign media spokesman and military expert for I-24 News. He joins us this morning. A very, very good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
The connection between these acts of anti-Semitism that we're seeing around the world and terrorism, is there a link, or do these two aspects stand alone?
It's a good question. By the way, I didn't think about it before you asked me now.
Good. That's the best kind of interview and conversation to have.
Exactly. But... No, I don't think so. I don't think there is a direct and clear connection between terror.
Don't worry.
Between terror activities and the rise of anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is all over the world for many reasons, and it is not new. Terrorism is right now directly connected to the State of Israel by Islamic groups who are trying to use violence and terror to change the situation. They will not change it, but it's still a big issue for us. We are concerned in Israel by the rise of anti-Semitism because it's now not only in the old known places, but also in new, like USA. The USA is becoming a real problem for many, many Jews in the world. And we try to disconnect from the Israeli side between anti-Semitism and terror.
The rise in anti-Semitism around the world, though, that we have seen as being linked to anti-Israel-focused media attention. The situations where we have a strong BDS presence, for example, on university campuses, there's no question that there's a rise in anti-Semitic incidents in those type of situations because Jews, Israelis/Jews, are demonized and are painted as the villains of the world, and therefore what would follow must be anti-Semitism. Or you don't see it in the same way?
Okay, now I get your point. I get your point. If you call anti-Semitic acts against Jews because of the conflict in Israel, so there is a connection. But this connection is actually a continuation of the conflictual situation in Israel, and not something directly connected to local problems inside. For example, I mean, if we take Europe and we are there a traditional, for years, anti-Semitism, not connected to Israeli situation with the Palestinian, for example, you know? So here I'm trying to find the separation between the two two problems. And if you go and if you get in details precisely in BDS influence or BDS impact, you see that it's, at the end of the day, connected to Muslim minorities in different places who are trying to export the Israeli-Palestinian conflict where they live. So sometimes with the left groups or right-wing groups, depending where you stand politically.
Yeah, we're not short of options.
Exactly.
What is interesting, though, is what I wonder is it not just an excuse that anti-Semitism exists anyway, and whether it's in Germany about Jews and money, but and now it's Jews as the oppressors of the Palestinian people, surely these are just excuses for what already exists in the first place.
I don't know if it's excuse, but clearly there is a good traditional, historical, social platform for developing new anti-Semitism. You know, if you look at history all over the world, where Jews were living, even where Jews were not living, there was anti-Semitism. You know, and today you have anti-Semitism sometimes in Japan. There is even no Jew. Or in Poland. In Poland now you have 35, maybe 1,000 Jews living there. And when you look and you dig not so deeply within the Polish society, you find again many not only roots but expressions of anti-Semitism. It's so old, you know. It's so old. Some people say that it's old like humanity, but new expressions exist. And because we are Jews of today and not Jews of yesterday, and if you are from South Africa or from Israel or from UK or from France, we find at the end of the day the same problems that our parents or grandparents or ancestors were facing in different countries, maybe with different words. But I think you are right to say that it is the same with different spices. You know, it's that's the issue. I mean, we are now in a short show together, so I'm not going to make a lecture about it. But it's still a problem, but with one big difference. The big and huge difference is that now there is a state, a Jewish state, called Israel. And this difference, it's not only one point. It's the revolution for the Jewish people. It's a real revolution, because when you are anti-Semitic and you want to fight the Jews, you have a problem, because you know that now it's not like before. Ghetto is over. Shoah is over. You cannot just run after a Jew in the street and you don't expect reaction. There will be a reaction. Maybe not now, but it will come. Well, so you have to be very, very cautious.
It's interesting. I always think of my late father always used to tell me what it was like growing up in Johannesburg as a Jew before the State of Israel and after. And he was a teenager at the time. And he said the difference and the switch from being, almost from being victims to being people of strength, as a little kid, as a young kid, he felt it.
Of course.
And if you see that following through, that's really the point that you're making. And that impacts on every Jew living around the world today, whether we realize it or not.
And you know, I will tell you something, because I'm following your shows for many years with friends, and you are famous in the Jewish world,
right,
even if you are far away from Israel, geographically speaking. You know, in Israel, people don't like so much people who are crying like before when we talk about anti-Semitism. It is a problem. But we have not the right to cry, because let's suppose for one minute that you are really facing a terrible situation. You can take a plane, or we can come to take you to the plane and bring you over in Israel, and you become a free Jew. I mean, anti-Semitism is not anymore something that you have to live with forever. This point is very, very important, because when people say and meet with me and tell me, you know, Olivier, now in France, in Luxembourg, in Belgium, here, there, say, come on, my friend, we know it. It's not new. You are not discovering America. But if you think that you are not capable to live with that, come with your family, come with your suitcase, come without even suitcase, come and come to join us. Because Israel, at the end of the day, is the response of all of that. And we are a fantastic response.
Absolutely wonderful. And that's where we leave it, on that incredible note. I'd love your reaction, please, on 34519. Olivier Rafovich, who is a reserve colonel in the Israeli Defense Forces, the former foreign media spokesperson and military expert for IDF, for I-24 News. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us.